And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
Okay, but for a car in that year, it was considered...
It's a 57.
Yeah, mine's 57 too. That's why I was saying for a car in that year, it was considered fast. You tried to compare an old car with a new car and say, oh, it ain't that fast.
No, I mean, it's not that fast.
Yeah, take shots. Come on. Let's keep going. I'm talking.
Oh,
what's
is it my turn?
Yeah, what's your next thing? I'm going to look up junk about it.
You know what? Do it. Because my next car is Triple X's 1967 Pontiac GTO. So
wait, from the Vin Diesel one?
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah, before he was Dominic Toretto, or maybe after he was Dominic
Toretto.
No,
that was before.
I don't know.
Or it might have been after the first two.
It was close.
Furious, but I think
it was like really close.
Yeah, it's definitely before the bad Fast and Furiouses.
Yeah, so they make 18 Fast and Furiouses, but they make like 2 Triple X movies. What's up with that?
No, they only did 2 with him in it, and then they made 4 more with other actors.
Did they really?
Yeah, they have a completely different cast.
Okay, I stand corrected. I stand corrected. So,
action movie nut over here.
So, the GTO was modified to make it look more aggressive and menacing with some custom. With just standing there.
Menacingly.
So, I had some custom bodywork, side pipes, and cool dark purple paint.
Oh. So, it looked like a plum going down the road.
Yeah, but like an aggressive plum.
That's a prune.
A prune. No, I thought it looked pretty good. Especially for like the early 2000s. Like, yeah. I think it was.
They painted a lot of cars weird colors in that year.
I think dark purple.
That was also when brown was a color, too.
Sun-kissed orange. So, the XXX GTO was customized to perform high-speed stunts and jumps. Equipped with a 400 horsepower, 454 big block, which provided the necessary power to film its action sequences. And I believe all the car shots were, I don't think any of it was CGI. Has nitrous oxide. I'm not sure if it actually had nitrous, if it was just in the movie.
No.
Check. GTO was fitted with nitrous to give it extra boost of power. The system allowed the car to accelerate rapidly to perform its impressive stunts. So maybe.
So it probably didn't really add the nitrous.
What a cool movie car.
Oh.
Upgraded suspension. The GTO suspension and brakes were upgraded to handle the high-speed stunts and jumps.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what makes it a spy car. The XXX GTO was equipped with weapons and gadgets.
Oh.
It had a pair of submachine guns mounted behind the front grille. It also had twin rocket launchers hidden behind the top headlights. So it'd shoot the headlights out and shoot rockets out. It was just so sick.
Yeah.
And of course, smokescreen and oil slick.
The classics. Don't go wrong.
Help the GTO get away from the baddies.
Mm-hmm.
And the GTO had an advanced GPS and computer system that allowed it to track targets, receive mission updates, and control the car's weapon systems. I probably should have put that in front of the weapon systems. But the car's body was also reinforced with armor to protect the driver from enemy gunfire.
Heck yeah.
And last but not least, the GTO was equipped with an afterburner system. It had like a jet engine.
Dang.
Yeah, I didn't bother looking up the jet engine stuff. But yeah, that's the XXX 67 GTO.
My last car, and ending on an Aston Martin, is the Aston Martin DBS from On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Yes, that is the movie. What do you think I'm saying? Just random sentence.
I've never heard of that Bond movie. I've only heard of Casino Royale.
Yeah, that's the newer Bond.
Die Another Day. That's it.
There's way more than that.
Spectre.
Anyways, you've never heard of No Time to Die?
Oh yeah, I have heard of that.
I was about to say, that's like another one of the popular ones.
The world is not enough.
Anyways, the only spy feature that they showed for this one was that there was a way to hide. I don't know how they did this, but you could hide a sniper rifle through the glove box. Like, that's where
that it was makes located. Sense. Okay, that makes sense. Long ways.
Well, yeah.
Long way, not like side to side, but like the barrel goes through the glove box.
Okay. Yeah.
That just dawned on me. Okay, that's how you would do that. Yeah, because you mentioned that earlier. It's like, how would you fit? Like, it'd have to be a wide glove box.
It was a really big glove box. But what it regularly came with was a 3.5 liter V8 with 390 horsepower, top speed of 191. Here's a new one for you. 0 to 60 in 4.3 seconds. Is that fast enough for you, hotshot?
I'm not going to argue that a DBS is slow. DBSs are fast.
One of the cool things, though, about the DBS is that it came with this unique custom carbon fiber thing that you could do. And you could get carbon fiber trim, carbon fiber wheel things. What are those things that pop on the thing, on the wheels?
Oh, hubcaps?
Yeah, you can get carbon fiber ones. You could also even get carbon fiber special paint scheme.
What the heck is that?
They'd mix the carbon fiber with the paint somehow.
Oh, they'd like clear it?
I have no idea. All I know is that you could get all of this with carbon fiber.
I'd have to double check with my DBS to see.
But I think that like even with just the carbon fiber, that just makes it bulletproof, huh?
I mean, DBSs are cool cars. I wonder if they still make them. I think they still make a DBS.
I don't know. I'd have to Google that one. I didn't even think to Google that.
I think they still make a DBS.
I'd be shocked if they didn't.
It'd be a shame if they didn't.
Yeah. Still plenty of cool Aston Martins.
So, because you picked all the James Bond cars.
I did.
Which is every spy car ever. Mm-hmm. So, this spy car doesn't exist, but it's the best spy car ever, because I used to play it on PS2. The G-6155 Interceptor from the Spy Hunter game. It really rolls off the tongue. Mm-hmm. The G-6155 Interceptor has a sleek, futuristic design with a streamlined body and gull-wing doors. It kind of looks like a Dodge Stealth. It looks like a futuristic Dodge Stealth. But the car's body is made of advanced materials, including lightweight metals and ceramics. I'm just going to call it Interceptor. The Interceptor is capable of reaching high speeds, both on land and water. So, yeah, the Interceptor can transform into a speedboat, allowing it to travel on water. The Spy Hunter Interceptor's wheels can retract into the body, allowing it to transform into a boat.
Yeah.
But if that's not cool enough, the car is also equipped with retractable hydrofoils that allow it to pretty much fly over the water, increasing its speed and handling.
Huh.
And if that's not enough, the Spy Hunter G6155 if it takes too much damage, the main body will like shear off.
Oh, Batman car.
Yeah, it's like a Batman spy car. So like the body will like
in the Dark Knight
disintegrate, and it'll turn into a bike.
Or not Dark Knight.
Like a street bike or a jet ski if you're on water.
I was about to say, I think that's from the Bane series of Batman.
Yeah, Dark Knight.
No, the Dark Knight was a different movie than Bane.
Well, yeah, but no, that series.
There's a movie called Batman.
Picture Batman's Tumbler, but like sleek. Stealth.
The motorcycle pops out of the car.
That's what this does.
Yeah.
Before that movie. They probably get the idea from Spy Hunter.
They probably did.
Yeah, because this is like...
Because it's literally, it does the exact same thing that the Batmobile did. It's so sick. Yeah.
And like, okay, so like you get damaged and you turn into a bike.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, like I need to repair my cool spy car. you could drive into the back of a support truck as it's going down the road and it'll fix it.
Huh.
And if that's not cool enough, of course the Interceptor has weapons and gadgets. The Interceptor is equipped with missile launchers that can fire homing missiles at enemy targets. So, like, it'll lock on, you shoot it, and it'll, like, turn and stuff and follow it.
Oh, heat-seeking.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Also has flamethrowers that can fry the enemies to a crisp.
It's always fun.
Also, of course, it has built-in machine guns that can be used to take out enemies and vehicles. And of course, the Interceptor can release oil slicks to slip away from enemy pursuers or even take out enemy vehicles, causing them to crash. And it has a smoke screen, because all spy cars have to have oil slick and smoke screens.
Yeah, that's just typical.
One weird thing, so the Spy Hunter Interceptor even has a magnetic grappling hook that could be used to latch on to enemy vehicles or objects.
Hmm.
If the Spy Hunter G6155 isn't the coolest spy car, I don't know what it is. That's all I got for that one.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, but I don't know if it could be really considered a car. It's more like all terrain.
It's like an everything.
You said it could be like a motorcycle and a jet ski?
Oh. It was so sick because, like, in the missions, like, you had to do it, like, super fast. It was, like, a time limit. But, like, in the missions, you'd be driving, on the road, shooting at people. And then you'd, like, jump. And midair, the camera would change. You'd be like, and it'd turn into a boat. Oh, it was such a good, I got to see if I could play it.
That sounds super cool.
I forgot about Spy Hunter until, like, today.
Make your brain think. Well, I only have, like, a little wrap-up because I'm just obsessed with all things Bond. His vehicles of choice, a roundabout number that was used during filming. This is through all the Bond movies throughout the years. He went through roughly 28 cars, 20 boats/submarines. He used both. 12 bikes and or, so this is, like, anything with wheels that wasn't a vehicle or had a motor.
Anything that isn't two bicycles with a house in the middle?
Yeah, pretty much. Anything that didn't have a motor on it that had wheels, he used. And he used at least 12 of them. Bicycles, scooters, skateboards.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude's pedaling after the enemy?
Or getting away, going downhill. He'd hop on something and, like, go downhill.
Yeah, I gotta watch more Bond movies.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh no!
My computer timed out. He also went through 6 helicopters, 5 airplanes, at least 5 motorcycles, 2 tanks, and I want to find out what tanks these were, 2 off-road vehicles, 1 tractor, 1 bus, and 1 tanker truck.
Seems reasonable. That's like a reasonable amount of vehicles to destroy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Crash sequences, high-speed chases. Like,
he's chasing people down on the tractor. Yeah, like, what movie is he driving the tractor?
No, he commandeered. So some of these were either vehicles that he either used to get away, commandeered for whatever he needed, or just the enemies hopped on, or he hopped on, or for
enemies on an ox, and he's like, "Give me that tractor."
Or horses. They've used horses, too, in the older films.
How many horses have they destroyed?
They didn't have that number. But, like, that's just crazy, the amount of vehicles that have been used for the movies like
it'd be,
that.
It'd be so cool.
I want to know how many of those that he actually drove. Like, how many submarines do you think he really got behind the wheel of?
Zero. I don't think submarines have wheels. Unless you
how do you steer them?
Not with a wheel. You use a wheel to close the doors.
What do you use to steer a submarine?
I don't know. Levers and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Really?
I've never driven a submarine, believe it or not. Oh, and Yorktown got rid of their submarine, so we can't even go look at one.
Yeah. I think it's...
Anyone who has a submarine,
Because I feel like a submarine or a boat, they always make it look, in the movies, they always make it look like it's super easy just to hop on and take off.
I mean, boats, you push that stick forward.
Well, yeah, so that's what I figured, like, a submarine would kind of be the same. And it's like, I figure a tank, would that also be something easy to hop in and push a button or a lever? No, tanks don't have steering wheel. But there's not a button or a lever you just push that says go?
I don't think so. I think the button you're thinking of shoots.
I mean, either way, something's going to happen.
You probably get away just doing that.
Either way, something's going to happen, and it's going to be fun. Yeah, this was a really fun topic. I really enjoyed getting to do this one.
Yeah. We got to go to, like, the flea market and find an old Spy Hunter game.
I don't even think they would have it.
I think they would. Yeah, I mean, that's all we had for this episode. If anyone else has a spy car, you probably shouldn't be telling anyone about it, honestly.
Send us the schematics.
Oh, we should have, you know which one I should have done? Old Top Gear made a spy car. It would release, you know the, like the playground balls? It had a lever, and it dropped the rubber balls out from the back, and I think it had a flamethrower. They made it for cheap.
I was about to say, that sounds about right.
Well, yeah. Thanks for listening to our spy show, The Toolbox, on 97.7 WVFF. Tune in another time for something else. I don't know what we're going to be talking about next time.
Completely unrelated.
Yeah, something completely unrelated that may or may not have steering wheels.
Keep it cranking.
Shaken, not stirred. Levers, not wheels.
Oh my god. Levers, not wheels.
We thank you for staying tuned to The Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, The Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.